Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Okay, welcome to another Parents Called the Parents Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, we promise you another wonderful show. Like I always like to tell you, you know, this show is going to be filled with information. I had the pleasure of meeting some individuals just the other day, and I don't know, it was almost like a great connection, you know, an instant connection. You know, when you meet somebody for the first time and you click, you know, it seems as though you should have met them some time ago, and you have that feeling about, okay, hey, these folks are doing some of the same things that I'm trying to do. And they're doing it in a very positive nature, very positive light. So as a result, you know, you have no other choice but to reach out to them and you know, connect with them and make sure that you always, as always, like we say, connect the dots. Well, I'm trying to get logged in here, folks, and, you know, I can't get really rocking and rolling without my man, Mr. Keith Wright. You know, I always like to bring Keith up and, Keith, give us a little of his insight on experience while he was at Harvard. Yes, I did say Harvard. Keith attended the University of Harvard and did a great time, had a great time up there. And as always, he moved on to do bigger and better things. So I apologize for getting a late start here. I should have already been on the air. I'm quite sure my guest is on and he's chilling, waiting for me. And hopefully we can get this show here going the right way here the next few minutes. And if not, well, I'll put it like this. We're going to get it going. We're going to get it going. We're going to get it popping here real soon. So you just bear with us and stand by here on the Parents Called the Parents Network. Because my man Keith Wright going to be coming up here in a minute and giving us a little piece. But while I'm waiting and while I'm waiting to connect to my switchboard here, you know, I had an opportunity to meet these gentlemen the other day. And like I said, for whatever reason, something was just a good vibe, just a good vibe. You know, I seen that they was trying to do something positive, and I always gravitate towards folks when they're trying to do something positive. That's not a... something that I shy away from. And as I watched them and watched the, you know, whole little process, they was having a football camp, and I was watching the football camp unfold. I seen, you know, things start to come together, and, you know, you had somebody running the show, and you had just some great things going on. And the part that I was most impressed by, you know, these fellows was doing it for the love of it. And that's what I really gathered out of the whole thing, that they were actually doing it for the love of, you know, the sport, but for the love of what the kids was trying to do. It wasn't something that they were trying to do just for to try to throw some extra dough in their pocket. They were doing it because that's what they seen and that's what they knew should have been happening. Okay, I seem to be having some difficulty here logging into my site, and I'm not really liking that right now. So I'm going back on out and try to go back in. And if my guest is already on the air, please be patient. I'll be right with you here in a second. But like I was saying, these young men from an organization called We Are 757. We Are 757. Now, We Are 757. It seems like 757 has tagged those like I was saying, and somehow my call just dropped, but these young men were very excited about what they were doing, and seemed like we're going to be ready to go here in a second. So, without further ado, Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Okay, we're back. We're back on the air. What's going on here? We're back on the air. Sorry for the delay, folks. Like I was saying, you know, gentlemen from We Are 757 is a great program, and I want to just kind of keep an eye on these guys and see if they can make the best out of the situation that they're trying to pull together here. Because I was truly impressed by what I've seen, and I've watched a number of organizations, a number of clubs over the last, couple of years or so, just watch different folks do what they do. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring up the CEO and founder of this organization and let him tell us a little bit about his organization and, you know, what motivated him to get this started and everything else. Are you on with us there, sir?
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Well, I see we got a number of callers on the line with us today, but I just want you to, you know, tell us a little bit about We Are 757, and, you know, since this is your baby, I want to hear it coming straight from you, and basically, what brought this concept about?
It's like this. I like to look at it. It's like a boys and girls club for athletes. It's all year round. We're doing all sports. We're doing kids all ages. And we just want to give the kids something to look forward to. To take them away from the street. That's the main thing. But we got football going on right now. We got cheer camps going on right now. I got basketball going on. So, like I said, we doing all sports, of course. We're all about the student-athlete first. That is student-athlete, so the grades is a plus. A couple of schools we're looking at this year. We're looking at Norcom, Churchland, Booker T. It's a couple of kids we're looking at. We profiling. So, like, the thing about that is we're going to follow the kids around, practices, scrimmages, ball games. Every time we do volunteer work, these kids are going to be with us. You know, we just want to put the kids out there. Again, just let the kids spirits up.
Let me jump in here real quick, Coach, and I'm kind of like I'm drawing a blank realistically because I forgot your last name. I truly apologize for that, and but I'll go ahead and introduce yourself and tell how many other folks are part of your program, part of your organization.
Myself, my name is Coach Bradshaw, Javon Bradshaw. My career started off coaching Little League. As far as coaching, I just take it back to school-wise. I went to school at Western Branch. I graduated in 2002.
I went out to college at Montgomery College, and I'm transferring down to Allen University. That's in South Carolina. And I'm coming back home. I started playing Arena League here. I started playing semi-pro. Then I got into coaching. I got hurt, blew my knee out. And I started coaching. I started coaching Little League, and then I started coaching at Churchland High School. I started coaching Varsity. And then I'm going overseas, came back home, and I was coaching at Waters Middle School. Just last year, I was the head coach. So that's where my whole plan's about. We Are 757 Head came in. I wanted to do something so different, and I just didn't want to be tied to, like, one school. I want to just be like a rec center myself, like a AAU myself. And I want to do all something.
Okay.
I even want to do arts. You know, just want to give a program, again, like a boys and girls club for athletes.
Okay. Well, I guess one of my questions is, have you tried to connect with any other local cities and see if, you know, they would partner with you on any of these ideals and concepts that you have?
Currently, I am talking with the city of Chesapeake. My last couple of camps has been on Chesapeake. So, you know, hopefully we can do some good things together.
Okay. Okay, and I think you said you had another, your cousin was on. I'm trying to find him here on the switchboard. Say again?
Myself, I got my cousin, of course. My cousin, of course, Coach Richard Holland, Coach John A. Somerville, Coach Keith Johnson, and Coach Daniel Johnson.
Okay. If you would, give me the first three of their phone numbers so I can click them in with us, if you got that right there in front of you. But I didn't get a chance to screen it prior to us going up.
For one, 610.
Okay. I don't think we have that one up there yet. 610. We have some 541. Does that sound familiar to you?
Hold on one second.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to go ahead and click this person in and see if this person has a question for us.
Okay.
Welcome to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Who we have on the line with us?
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Marquise Kirsten. Calling from
how are you?
Virginia. I'm pretty good. How you doing?
All right. You call in just to join the show. Did you have a question for the coach?
No, I didn't have a question, man. I'm just a witness to what's going on in the community with the We Are 757 movement, man. I've known Coach Bradshaw for quite some time, and he's really making a difference out here. It's good to see young men involved in some after-school or summertime activities that can keep their mind and physical bodies in use and intact and you know, doing something positive. So I just think it's a good thing these brothers are doing. I applaud them, their efforts, man, and I just encourage everybody to go out and to encourage it, continue to support the movement. That's all it is.
All right. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
We got a couple out of town calling in trying to catch up with you too, Coach. We got a area code 718. Welcome to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Did you have a question for Coach Bradshaw?
I don't have a question. I just wanted to say I'm just very proud that this organization is coming to our communities. We absolutely need something like this, especially for all athletes, not just a specific sport. So I'm just very proud and excited to see where this is going, and hopefully that everybody can just jump on board and make this happen.
Well, I'm quite sure, Coach, appreciate your support and appreciate you calling in. And I know you're going to be one of the big supporters of the program. Did you
absolutely
have some, Coach?
Absolutely.
Coach Bradshaw.
Yes.
Did you have something that you wanted to add to that?
Oh, no, I was just saying thank you.
Oh, okay.
No
okay.
Problem.
Let's go to this next caller. 277, welcome to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Area code 757. The first three digits are 277. I guess they must be shy, Coach. They don't want to chime in. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. Nobody can see your face. You can say what you need to say. Area code 757-292. Welcome to the Parents Code, the Parents Network.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's Coach Hawk, man.
All right. Did you have a question for okay, you wanted to add something in to Coach Bradshaw was saying?
Yeah, man. I didn't get to make it to the last camp this past Saturday because I was out of town, but I've been at the previous two, and I can say this movement is more than a movement. It's like something that you have nowhere else. Like, they cater into all sports. It's just not football-based. You got the basketball. You got the cheerleading. I guess you might have soccer and everything else coming up. But I can say I'm a true witness. I've been out there working with the kids, and they love it. And I coached church and middle school football, and Coach Bradshaw came out there one day and gave a gift bag to a kid who had the strongest arm in camp. And that really touched me for another coach to come out to my program and recognize a kid from my program that's doing good in his program. It really touched my heart. And I want to say keep up the movement. I'm with you 100% of the way. Whenever you need me, call me. We got to keep this going. It's just the beginning.
That's definitely something that's appreciated. And I'm listening to everybody that's calling in, coaching. Everybody's giving high praises and, you know, some high regards and let you know that they're going to be there to support you. And that's one thing that you're definitely going to need, you know, to take on this monster, this sports industry. And only just all from the sports aspect, but from the overall aspect, because just like you said, they are student athletes and we are considered and concerned about grades and things of that nature. You know, this being, what, your first year with We Are 757?
Exactly. I started this up not even 3 months ago. This is new.
Okay.
First count was June 21st.
3 months ago, about a month and a half ago, and you got a good size following already. And see, that's a good thing. And as long as you can keep all those folks engaged and involved, the program's going to be successful. Like I was saying earlier on, before we even got the show rocking and rolling, you know, I was saying, and I was impressed by just looking at the number of folks that you had out there that was actively involved in working with the kids. Not only that, how many kids you had out there, and the kids was constantly doing something. You know, they was moving from this station to this station to this station. So, you know, it was a whole solid component of things that impressed me. And I said, okay, I got to find out what this young man's doing. And what's the secret to success? Let's go to this next caller. Area code 757-935. Welcome to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Do you have something that you want to share with Coach Bradshaw? Hello? Area code 757, first three digits, 935. I guess some folks, Coach, just prefer to listen. But that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's see who else we got out here. Area code 757-708. Welcome to the Parents Code, the Parents Network. Hello, area code 757-708. Welcome to the Parents Code, the Parents Network. Hello.
Hello, how
yes?
you doing? Hi.
We're doing just fine. How are you?
That's good. I just wanted to give my support to Coach Bradshaw. He's very – one good thing I don't think he said is that a lot of times, these schools who have student-athletes don't care about the kids. You know, they just want them to go to school, do their work. They don't care about the results, whether they're getting good grades, whether they're staying out of trouble. They kind of are disengaged from the benefit of having, going to school, getting good grades, and participating in sports. So when you have, like, positive men in the community, when you see all around you crime and just people who don't care about pushing people, when you have a group of men who care about young people, whether despite where they come from and are willing to put in their time and their energy, that speaks volumes to the community, and hopefully other people will follow suit.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Coach, like I said, you got a whole lot of great supporters out there, and it sounds like everybody's ready to back you up on what you're doing. Let's hit this last, there's another caller on here. Area code 757-955. Welcome to the Parents Coach, the Parents Network. Area code 757-955. Welcome to the Parents Coach, the Parents Network. Well, it must be another one of them shy folks that don't want to chime in on the conversation. Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, you know, we're going to keep rocking and rolling here. We're going to step away, take a little quick commercial break, play a little audio, and then we're going to come right back to you and finish up our conversation. You've been on the line with the Parents Coach, the Parents Network. We have Coach Brad Shaw from We Are 757 on with us today here on the Parents Coach, the Parents Network.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Hello, football fans. I'm Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Come join me for the 6th annual Gridiron Legends Tailgate, Friday, July 11th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Hampton Roads Convention Center in Hampton. There'll be lots of food, fun, music, raffle giveaways, and games for everyone to enjoy. You'll also get a chance to meet some of Hampton Roads' past and present NFL greats. The proceeds of this event help support Hampton Roads Youth Foundation football camp and scholarship program. For more information, visit hryf.org.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. We're on the line with We Are 757 Coach Brad Shaw. And Coach just been sharing some great things with us and that he has out there supporting him. Like I said, I met the young man just the other day, and I was truly impressed with what the program that he had going on. And I told him anytime, you know, he needs the assistance of the Parents Coach and Parents Network, we're going to be here to support him. We'll be here to support him. And, you know, I don't know how much he knows about the Parents Coach and Parents Network. It's a network that we started back in 2006, you know, just looking at the recruiting process and trying to get a better feel for what was going on and why was so many young men not making the mark and not getting out there and getting the grades and making it on to the next level, next stage of their life. You know, why were they missing that opportunity? And started realizing that a lot of information wasn't getting to the parents. So as a result, I formed a little network of parents, and we started sharing information and getting out here working with and through each other and just making sure that things are able to happen for our kids. And, you know, when I seen this here, We Are 757 program come on board, and I checked out the flyer last week sometime, and then seeing the coach put the program together, see him put the camp together, I said, okay, we got to connect with him because this is a young man that's on the move. This is definitely a young man that's on the move. Coach, you need anything that you want to add, anything else that you need to add?
I just want to give a couple shout-outs out, man.
Okay.
For one, Lyndon Trail from Norfolk State. He's been coming out, you know, helping out with the kids, teaching them. Lyndon Trail, his background. He was the number one kid out of Florida. He went to the University of Florida and coming out, transferring out to Norfolk State. And he plays in Norfolk State now. He's the number one man there. So just to him, to Janelle Ballard, she's my graphic designer, to Ashley Frazier. She's a volunteer military lady. She came out, and she seen some good things that we was doing, and she jumped on board and, you know, just been there with us ever since that day. And, again, just to my team, Coach Holly, Coach Somerville, Coach Johnston, and Coach Johnston, and Coach Blizzard, Coach Hall, and Baby Boy Mentors. We got a back-to-school driving them.
That's going to be August the 27th. Just passing out with school supplies, book bags, and loot, paper, stuff like that, you know, just to the kids. And that's about it. Check
okay,
out website
make,
out.
Make sure. Right
there. Check our website out at www.weare757.com.
Okay, yeah, make sure you give us some more information on that back-to-school drive. So, you know, I'll talk about it every time I get a chance, and I think I got a couple of speaking engagements between now and that time period, so I'll probably mention it there as well. But, you know, something that you shared with me yesterday, and I didn't hear you mention it today, and I want parents and my listening audience to know something that you shared with me, and I thought it was a great thing. And when you talked about profiling the kids, and not only that part, but you talked about tracking them, you know, all the way through till they get to where they need to go. You know, give us a little bit more of your thoughts on that,
and
break down what you talk about when you say in profiling.
Right. Okay. Well, was that just checking this kid out, just playing this ball. Really depends on what level we're talking about, but just to give you an example, what we're doing right now is we got three seniors we're looking at this year. We got a kid, well, two seniors, I'll take it back. We got two seniors right now. We got a kid at Booker T. He's a sophomore. But the two kids that seniors this year we got going on, once practice starting this, we there every day. Well, most of the days we're taking pictures, we're taking video. When scrimmages are starting up, we're going to follow those kids, take stats on their rare games. Again, just anytime we do volunteer work, they're there with us. We just want to bring the news people to them. You know, a couple of these kids got good GPAs, but a lot of D1 schools not coming here to look at the kids. You know, so if we can get all this profile together and bring it to the coaches ourselves, you know, just give a chance to get a better education as far as at a D1 school and, you know, just being seen on a big playing field.
I fully understand what you're saying. You know, what we like to do, and we're going to support you in every part of that, what you just talked about. Well, what we like to do, we like to try to focus on our middle school kids. And I'm going to need your support and your help on that, because if we can get them on track during the middle school time period, then going into high school, sophomore, junior, senior year, everything will be a wrap by then. By the time they get to the end of the junior year, everything will be a wrap. And that's one thing that we like to really push and like to focus on, to make sure that you know, that the kids get a fair opportunity, a fair chance, you know, because if they're not that standout D1 player, or if they're not that standout that's getting all the press, you know, like the young man, I can see his face now, boy over there at Oscar Smith High School.
John Sweat.
Sweat and the one before him last year.
Andrew.
You know, it's funny that I mentioned those two names, but I remember Andrew when he was in the seventh and eighth grade. I remember Andrew when Andrew's daddy used to bring him to that very same rec center where I seen you just the other day, and Andrew being there trying to work on some basketball skills, and then when basketball season was over, he went in the weight room. And then did a little workout out there, and then went out to the field and did a workout out there. But I remember that young man when he was in the seventh and eighth grade. And I told him, I said, as long as you stay hungry and humble, you're going to be okay.
Right. Gotta
but
stay
if you
hungry.
Get past that, if you get the big head, or you think that you're more than what you are, oh, London Bridge is going to fall down on you, baby. That's exactly what I told him. And that's what I meant, because that's just the way it is, especially if you know, his dad was out there with him, but if he didn't have somebody out there with him, like the young lady mentioned a second ago, if he didn't have that strong, positive male role model to encourage them and push them. Same thing I seen your team doing just the other day, you know, and that's what impressed me the most. That's what impressed me the most. That's what made me say, okay, I need to find out what these guys are doing and how can I help them do what they do even better. You know, when you came and got them young men from up, standing right there by the trash can, hiding underneath the tree, trying to hide, they don't understand that you was up there trying to help them.
Right.
You know, well, when you came down there and you just opened your arms to them and said, hey, come on down, get your stuff, put it on, come on out on the field, oh, okay. But they still didn't quite grasp it. You know, I believe sometime this week it'll probably click and it'll probably register with them to say, oh, that's what he meant, or that's what he was trying to do. But let me tell you something, Coach. You keep on doing what you do. You keep on doing what you do because what you are doing is a great and positive thing. Great and positive thing for all kids and for all young coaches out there to want to do the same thing. To want to do the same thing. You know, I hear what you're saying as far as, you know, you're going to go from football to basketball to all sports, you know. Only thing I'm telling you, looking at this area, you know for yourself, you're going to have your hands full. But as long as you don't shy away from the work and putting in the dedication, trust me, I think you're going to be okay. I think you're going to be okay. You know, like we talked about just the other day, keeping it positive, keeping it moving forward, it'll work out just great for you. You know, get ready to say something? Did I cut you off? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, man. Thank you, man. It was just a blessing to even talk to you. And once we started talking, man, it was just a good vibe. And just thank you for the opportunity.
Well, hey, that's just what I do. That's just what I do. You know, I had the opportunity of going through the recruiting process and, you know, working with my son. And then after I worked with my son, I worked with a couple other parents and their children. You know, and everything just worked out for him. Things just worked out for him. The young men have moved on to do bigger and better things. Young lady have moved on to do bigger and better things. So anytime I have the opportunity to share some of the information or give back or whatever or just pay it forward, help somebody else out. You know, that's just what we're going to do. That's just what we're going to do. And, you know, we have quite a few callers on the air with us this evening, but I'm quite sure I still got my usual crew that's listening on the internet. Their phone numbers are not showing up here on the switchboard, but they're listening on the internet. So you're being heard and you're putting the message out there to, you know, folks out in Michigan, folks out in Ohio, folks out in California, folks in Florida, Mississippi, New York, New Jersey, Georgia, North Carolina, Philly. And we got a couple folks up in Washington State that normally checks out the show on a regular basis. So sharing your information and your thoughts with the listening audience that's out there, you know, the folks that listen to the show on a regular basis, what would you advise that they would do in their particular area to you know, get a similar program going on?
Just uplift the kids one way or another. That's my main thing. Just uplift.
Yeah. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, you know, just uplifting the kids, just making sure that they understand that somebody's going to be there for them. Somebody's going to be in their corner each and every time to make sure that, you know, they get the best out of their situation. You know,
right.
They don't have to have the fastest 40 time, or they may be 0 for 10 on the free throw line. But as long as they know that someone's in their corner, someone like Coach Bradshaw and his team, we are 757, it's going to be a beautiful thing at the end of the day. So in your program, do you do any type of, and I know this is a question that we haven't even addressed, haven't even talked about, but it was just something that just popped up in my head, and I think it fits right in with your program well. But do you do any type of leadership training or anything like that? You know, because if you have a young man out there, you done develop his skills, help him get on track, he's carrying that, 2.5, 3.0 GPA, hey, the skills are there. The leadership is there. He just
right.
has to know how to apply it. So right. is any of that part of your program?
Oh, yes. Man, as far as that, that's something that we take pride in. We love that. We love to find that kid. And you know, we see a spark in him. We see something that he don't even see in himself. So we want to bring that out of him. We try to be there for him, you know. Of course, the grades is always going to be our top priority. So we try to make sure that, it's, you know, he at least get around a group of people that can at least help him, you know, and we just try to stay there and be in his corner.
Okay. And you listed and stated a bunch of, you know, members on your team, on your staff, and I take it that all of them have similar and like backgrounds. How did you go about selecting this group of guys to come on board with you, and were they all in it the first time you brought this to their attention?
Yeah, most of these guys, like brothers, my cousins, just guys that I played ball with ever since back in, like, rec, with high school, where we part of went away in college, but we still came back together and we started coaching together. So yeah, I know these guys, all these guys, you know, went overseas to the NFL, Arena League, you know, good backgrounds and resumes. And the fact that they take pride in finding these kids and want to uplift and mentor, it's a bond. It's a brotherhood. We are 757.
We are 757. Coach, I think I think your cousin just joined us. Area code 757-610. Welcome to the Parents Coach Parents Network.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Scott?
What's going on, sir?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, loving everything that I'm listening to right now. I had some technical difficulty for a second, but I'm here now.
Oh, okay. So you just joined the conversation, and introduce yourself and give us a little insight on your part at We Are 757.
All right, everyone. First and foremost, I'm blessed to be up here, Mr. Scott, being able to talk to you guys and help to illustrate what our mission is. My name is Richard Holland. I'm a Virginia Military Institute graduate. I graduated in 2001. I'm originally from Portsmouth, but I moved to Virginia Beach, where I went to Salem. Story is similar to some of the things that I heard you guys talking about. I was playing basketball at Salem. I felt like I had Division 1A or AA, that's what it was at that time, talent. But I really didn't push myself a lot. And I had a good friend of mine. His name was Curtis Sanders. He graduated from Marshall. And he was like, yo, come out here. It's your senior year. I know you want to go to college. I know you want to get that scholarship. I think that you can do it. So he was really one of my buddies who encouraged me to play football my senior year. Before that time, I had never played any sport besides basketball. I never played football, Mighty Mikes, Pee Wee, middle school, freshman, sophomore, junior year. Long story short, I played my senior year. I got that full scholarship. I just got dedicated, and it kind of launched me into really wanting to work with kids who just maybe self-esteem was a little bit low. I graduated from VMI with my psychology degree. Had an opportunity to sign with the Baltimore Ravens. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. I had some stints in the Arena League and things of that nature until I felt like instead of living in the suitcase trying to get on, I could use the skills that I developed, some of the good friendships that I developed, and start counseling these kids. And one day, Mr. Bradshaw, he just came up to me and he was like, look, cuz, I got a plan for us. And I think we need to do this. We got all the people that we need in camp right there. You know, I'm really on community. I'm really on particularly black business, but business in general. And, you know, I listen to a lot of Dr. Harry Clarkson and a lot of guys like that. And one of the main things they always talk about is you're not really going to be able to get to where you want to get to unless you get along or get around a bunch of brothers and sisters who kind of have that same goal, those same characteristics as you. So this combination, he's family, literally and figuratively, he's family, and then we got with some other guys that we grew up with, and it's just working out lovely. So that's basically my background, how I really got into it. Some people call it luck. I call it determination. And I know the kind of path that I went through, the ups and downs and the struggles that I went through to get to the opportunity where I could share some insight to these young sisters and brothers out here, especially in the Tidewater area, on how to accomplish their goals, leap over obstacles, and really get to a place where not only are they just mentally happy with themselves, but want to go back and reciprocate that same cycle again and again and again and again. And I think ultimately that's what we all want to do, anybody that works with kids on a day-to-day basis. That's what we want to do. So that's a little bit of background about myself.
Hey, hey, that's enough said right there, folks. As you see, Coach Bradshaw has assembled a star-studded team. He's not playing around. I'm telling you, he's definitely coming with some real firepower and some folks that's going to do something positive in the community. Man, hey, I just can't tell you guys how much I look forward to seeing what y'all have together manifest into a great program here in this area. I'm telling you. And well, every time I well, to come across, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coach.
Go ahead, Coach.
Mr. Scott, but let me tell you something. I have to let the people out there on this show right now. I'm sure Coach Bradshaw has mentioned this earlier. Like I said, I'm jumping in late. But I kind of want to be like this guy that I'm talking to right now, because I'm going to tell you what he did Saturday at our camp, if y'all really didn't know. Just somebody interested in dropping jewels right then and there, no questions about it, didn't shy away from it. You got to respect it. And it's going to be something that resonates with them for a long time. I mean, the guy just dropped jewels on us just right off the book. I like what y'all doing. I will help you. Maybe you want to change this up a little bit. That I think people, when especially in the Tidewater area, it's ironic that this area is known for crabs, and unfortunately sometimes it's a crab in the bucket syndrome around here sometimes. And we didn't take that as no slight. This man showed us a credential. He let us know what it is. And trust me, we've been talking about that little short conversation, that what you dropped, that little knowledge, that little jewel you dropped in that couple of seconds right now. You just really don't know how much that's going to resonate with the CEO, Mr. Bradshaw, and head of admin, and all of you. Don't know how long that's going to resonate, because I think as a whole, that's what we need to do as black men, especially, that's what we need to do. We need to express our opinions. There's a way that, of course, if you do it, you don't want to come off as being contrite or conceited, but the way that you did it was perfect. It's something that I'm going to emulate personally, and it's resonating to me. I've been thinking about it ever since yesterday, so I really had to chime in real quick, and once again, thank you again, you know what I mean, just for just the couple of jewels that you shined on us in that little bit of time, and just how much you're reciprocating the love already. I mean, it's just, it makes you really want to keep on grinding. It makes you want to get better. It makes you want to put everybody that you know on, so we get this community back that we need to get to. We get our young males to get back to where they need to be, just fierce on and off the field. And you know, I think ultimately deep down, anybody that's running a program similar to ours, yes, that's what you kind of want to do. I mean, if you don't do anything like that, you're really shortchanging yourself. So just I had to chime in. I had to get that off my chest. I've been wanting to tell you since yesterday. I had to let you know real quick before we even begin. I just had to let you know. But, Scott, I appreciate you.
Hey, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem, because I look at it this way. If I didn't share my thoughts and my little small views on you know, what I thought I seen, then I'd be shortchanging myself, and I'd be shortchanging you. And in the end, we'd be shortchanging each other, shortchanging the kids in the community and the parents in the community. You know, I'm just talking. It's all about me giving. You know, I done been down the road. You know, I done seen this. I done seen that. You know, I done ran across a few young folks that went out there and did some prosperous things and living great lives and all that kind of stuff. So it's time for me to share all that knowledge, all that information, all those resources, all that wisdom with somebody else. Because at some point in time, I want to step to the side. And when I step to the side, I want to say, hey, here you go, coach. You got to go ahead and run with it. And if I don't do that, then what happens? The whole situation dies out. And when it dies out, we be back in the, as you say, we back in the bucket again. And that crab is pulling on our leg. Nah, I'm shaking off all crabs.
Yeah.
I'm shaking off all crabs. I don't eat seafood, so they got to go, brother. They got to go. That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. But, you know, I definitely think what you fellas are doing is going to be something powerful. And, you know, I'm going to start, putting the word out there as often as much as I can. You know, I speak with a couple other parents group from time to time talking about sports and athletes and all that kind of stuff. They're definitely going to be putting the word out there about We Are 757 and the great things that they're about to do in the area. Coach, you still with us, or did you fall asleep?
I'm here.
Okay. You know, anybody else want to call in, give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Join in on the conversation here at the Parents Go to Parents Network. If you're listening to us on the Internet and you just want to call in and ask the coach a question, by all means, chime in on the conversation. Don't be afraid. If we click you in, have something to say. Have something to say. If you call in and you can't get through, you press that number one key on your phone that let me know that you are trying to get in on the conversation, and at that time I can plug you right on in and we can go from there. Again, you're here in the Parents Coach and Parents Network. We're talking with Coach Bradshaw and the staff of We Are 757. 757. Hold that thought, folks.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, Coach, we got about another 10 more minutes before we get ready to wrap it up and wind down. Give me some plans on what you got coming up and some of the things that you're going to be doing. I know you mentioned about the book drive, but what else you got going on?
Like I said, our next cheering camp is August the 16th. You're having a basketball tournament. I'm looking at August 23rd right now. It's going to be a 3-on-3 for ages 13 and up. That's co-ed. Baseball camp is going to be starting up September the 20th. So
okay.
I just got more and more things coming up. That's going to be all on the website. Again, that's weare757.com, W-E, the letter R, 757.com.
And if I may interject right quick, we will also, right now, we are in the midst of putting an auction together. I have a friend of mine who actually works for a foster care facility, and along with her and We Are 757, we're in the midst right now of planning for the same weekend as the basketball tournament, hopefully. I think we should solidify that date by tomorrow sometime. It's going to be an auction for two families. It's going to be young males being auctioned off by families, DJ, nice setting, food, endorsements out there. It's for a great cause. We're trying to raise as much money as we can for two foster families so we can deliver that to them for Christmas. We definitely into our charity work. And if any of your callers, if they could help us locally or nationally, have any ideas for us, because like I said, we're young. We're still taking advice from everybody, and we could use as much help as we possibly can. We want to do it right. We just don't want to do it. We want to do it right. If y'all have any charitable opportunities that we could go out there and just, if anything, donate our time, please let us know. I mean, we will surely be appreciative of that.
All right. And we're definitely going to keep all those dates and if at all possible, from time to time, just send me a reminder when them dates are coming up. So the next show that I'm doing, you know, I'll make sure I highlight it again that you have something going on and give me the date, time, location, and we will keep it in the mix as far as supporting what's going on with We Are 757. And just to let you know now, and I know it's kind of far off, but every December, the first Sunday in December, Parents Culture Parents Network hosts a huge celebration of athletes. And we normally do it at one of the local libraries where we get the huge conference room. And we just do like a little mini workshop and go in there and play some games and, you know, just talk about sports in general and sit down, break bread, have a little fun. I break out my Jeopardy game with some sports questions on there, and we just go for it. And it's just a nice little day. Normally have about enough food to feed about 150 to 200 people. So, hey, make sure y'all put that on your calendar. And anybody else that's listening, I'll be posting that information if you check out the Parents Coach Parents Network page on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at PCP Network, and we're also on Instagram, PCP Network, as well. So, all right, Coach, we wind it down here. We got probably about a good 5 minutes or so. Give us some contact information. I know you said that We Are 757 website, and I checked out the website. Folks' website got some great information on there. He just talked about some of the upcoming events that they have going on, and hopefully as time draws near, we'll have locations and everything's been solidified as far as date and time and all that kind of stuff. Now, if I'm a young man and I'm at Indian River High School and I need to, you know, just sit down and talk to a mentor, or I'm a single mom and I want to, you know, have my son connect with some young men that's out there that's doing some positive stuff, how do they reach out to you? Do they go to the website? Do they email you? What do they do?
Go to the website.
Okay.
Go to the website. Go to the website. You can go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can also email me. Like I said, I have been blessed to be in control of admin. That's something that I like to do besides sports. I don't know what it is about a keyboard, but I like a keyboard. You can always email me at Holland, that's HOLLANDRA 2001@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call at 757-610-5801. And if I can't help you personally, I definitely can put you in the right direction, because I've been in counseling my whole career besides athletic sports and events and things of that nature. So you can always leave me a note or give me a call at any time. My phone's always on. It's always free.
All right. All right. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Good. Were you going to add something to that, Coach? Coach Bradshaw.
Yes.
Were you going to add something to that?
I apologize. I got tied up in doing something. I missed that last part.
No. We were just talking about how to reach out to you, and Coach Holland just gave us some insight on reaching out to y'all. And, you know, I just wanted to see if you had anything that you wanted to add to that, but I think he covered all that piece. Definitely. Go ahead.
You can contact the website. He's my admin. I know he got a lot of things that he's putting together. So
uh-huh.
As far as any information that he gave you, that's the information that you guys should use.
And also Facebook.
Okay.
Richard Holland at Facebook.com.
Okay. Now does We Are 757 have a Facebook page as well?
Yes. It's We Are, and you spell out 757.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to spell out 757.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. I'm glad you told me that, because the things I looked at last night, I said, I know this ain't these brothers. I said, oh, man, these guys, somebody got some stuff up there that may be a little scandalous. And, I don't know who that is, but, I looked at that and said, okay, I know that ain't them. I know they ain't rolling like that, especially if they got all these little kids and parents, trying to connect with them and stuff like that, and they rolling out there with that. So I said, okay, I don't know who page it is. It didn't really have no activity going on in it. It was just a page that said, we are 757 or something close to it. Yeah. But, folks, we've been talking to the staff, Coach Holland and Coach Bradshaw from We Are 757. You know, no hate if you're out of the state and you don't have a program going on in your area like this one here. Only thing you got to do is reach out to the Parents Coach, the Parents Network. We'll put you in touch with Coach Bradshaw. We'll put you in touch with Coach Holland, and maybe they'll be able to give you some advice on how to put something together in your area if you don't already have it going on. More than likely you don't, because that's why he's checking out our show tonight. But anyway, I hate to put it like that. What it is, what it is. Hey, you brothers, y'all keep on doing the great job that you're doing, the great job that you're doing. And like I said, Parents Coach to Parents Network, we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to keep track of what you got going on. And if at any time, you want to highlight something that's going on at one of your events and y'all want to call into the show, by all means, just call in, chime in, give us a little update of what's going on with you. Next week we will be talking to a former NAIA eligibility compliance person, just talking about NAIA schools, because oftentimes folks miss out on what NAIA schools are doing. Everybody's focused on what the NCAA schools are doing and what JUCO I can get into, but there's some NAIA schools out there that a lot of our young athletes can get in as well. So let's not totally dismiss them. So next week on the show, we'll be talking to a former compliance officer for NAIA program and just highlighting some things on how things may be similar to NCAA or how things may be different to NCAA. Well, Coach, in closing, give us something to close. Excuse me. Give us something to close out on before we shut it down here at the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Either or. Coach Bradshaw, Coach Holland, either or.
We are 757.
We are 757. Yes, sir. That's all it is. I appreciate you fellas joining me tonight. And I appreciate all your callers that you had calling in that checked out the show. And like I said, this program will be heard by quite a few folks around the country. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, I'm getting choked up here. But I think I'm just thinking about the wonderful thing that y'all about to do. And that's getting me all choked up there. But, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody discourage you from doing what you're doing. We can never know where we're going if we haven't looked back and seen where we came from. I want you fellas to keep on doing what you got to do, and trust me, if you call on me, I got you. I'll be there for you. Hey, I appreciate y'all joining us tonight here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network. On that note, folks, we out. Y'all have a good evening. Close out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the pen. But I'm hating then, playing ball is just a small part. with this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
You've been listening to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Our guest this evening was We Are 757, the staff, Coach Holland and Coach Bradshaw. Thank you. Have a great evening.